minutes after the hour of five. We're 2 minutes late into the interview with my friends from Black Belt Theater, who are here with their new record, Power Petting. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Good. Good, Tom.
It's nice having you here, as always. New record is out.
Yes.
Well, wow. Almost. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, you're holding the first copy.
But the show's this weekend, though, right?
It is, yeah, Friday.
Friday we're going to be selling discs at the venue, at the show, and on Tuesday?
Tuesday
you'll be able to buy it online and stream it. So that's kind of the official release, but yeah.
Everywhere on Tuesday. On our website if you want solid media discs. Otherwise, you know, iTunes and Spotify and all that.
We're still old school. We actually sell physical media because it's cool to hold in your hand.
It certainly is. The one thing I wanted to talk to you as I talked to you, John, was that this time around, you're talking about a record that you approached differently from your previous releases.
Yeah,
that you had a different mindset into putting this record together, and that there was a definitely, as you were putting it together, what you were you were saying that you were kind of letting people do certain parts and giving, it seemed like more of an autonomous moment for the band to kind of do something that they ordinarily don't do.
Tim and I messaged Tim the other night after I was able to sit down and actually listen to the full mastered version of the record. And I messaged him and I was like, wow, it's, you know, the first record was kind of like, okay, four guys got together, let's make a record, you know.
First nine songs we wrote.
Yeah, first nine songs we wrote. Second record, we went through some songs and we picked the best eight and we were like, okay, let's make a rock record, you know, something that really kind of rocks. And this time, it just all kind of fell together, and we were like, let's just write songs, you know, no preconceived, you know, we don't want to, like, push it in any certain direction.
Yeah,
or anything,
you know,
like,
there was an intent to, the last record was Super Bitch, came out almost exactly 2 years ago. And when we went into that one, there was an intent to write a power rock record. We knew exactly the kind of record we wanted to write.
You had a sound in mind when you put
out. Yeah,
you totally wanted to envelop that sound, and you wrote around that sound.
We did. So, but what happens when you do that is at times you're kind of steering songs in a certain direction. And we were really happy with the results. I mean, we're proud of that record to the point where we were fine going into this. There was nothing spoken about what we were going to do. We were prepared to make Super Bitch Volume 2. And it kind of started like that. But we took the intent away. So at times, some of the riffs are even a harder dive into, I guess, our stated influences. And that opens things up where maybe we go in directions where we would have reeled it back in. And we just let it happen. So the songs kind of dictated where they would go. So we would demo a song, and we'd come back 3 months later, and somebody would say, let's put a harmony on here. Let's, you know, put horns on a song, which, you know, we'll hear in a bit.
Which I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, yeah, it came out good. So, yeah, it. I guess there's a kind of a natural growth that that comes from that.
But I mean, the previous
unintentional. You know?
Yeah, but with your previous releases, when you said power dive into your influences, do you feel like with the earlier work you weren't giving your influences their due?
Well, we didn't know what our influences were in the first record till about halfway through. So
there's
you could probably lump those first nine songs into two categories. And the first ones were like, we just got together and jammed through some things. We're like, that song, let's go for it. And about halfway through, I think we talked about this the last time I was here, I realized he was a Cheap Trick fan and he was into early Kiss and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, well, hang on a second.
So am I.
This is a deep well for me. Let's just write the songs
that we
loved when we were 14 and 15. Let's just do that. And then we don't have to try to be anything else other than, you know, what we're doing.
Let's play a song from it. We should hear song one.
No.
Good. I hate that song. Thank God I don't have to play that. The record's called Power Petting. We're going to do Call the Police.
Call the Police, yes.
Do you want to set it up? Or talk about it post?
It's the leadoff song. I will tell you this, when I say about not bending the record in any specific way, that was, I think, the last song written for the record. And when we were sitting back listening to the eight or nine that we had, it was like, what do we have? And it seemed like the record was missing like just kind of a punch in the mouth lead off track. And that one came really quickly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a video out for it. It's been out for a few weeks.
Nice.
And it's about calling the police.
Right. Black Belt Theater, their latest is called Power Petting. We're going to talk more. This is Call the Police. Call the Police. We're not asking you to. We're just letting you know that there was a song called Call the Police. It's Black Belt Theater, and Tim and John are in the studio with me. The album
what an awesome song.
That yeah.
Power Petting. Wow.
Impressive.
I yeah, thanks for stealing my words, Tim. I appreciate that. But it's a new nine-song effort. We were talking about the influences, talking about it being a little something, you know, just writing for the purity of writing, and whatever comes out, comes out. And that was kind of your idea and project. And then you talked about putting horns and adding additional things. You know, there's times where bands feel the need to experiment and do things, and the E word ends up, you know, we need to experiment. We've never done the horns. Well, let's do horns. Those are things that you truly did because you wanted to, because a song lent itself for it.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not trying to make Sgt. Pepper here, and we by all means did not We may have made Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
But there's a few things that we did. We've taken some left turns in songs too. So there's some things that I think, you know, maybe if you're not a musician, if you don't understand song format and arrangement, it may go past you and it just sounds like a Black Belt Theater song, which is good. That's a good thing. But there are different things where we just kind of kept throwing more and more and more at it, and we'll play Corner Drinker in a little bit here, and I was sitting at Sabbatic with John one night, and he's like, let's throw horns on this thing.
We had demoed the song and I was listening to it and I was like, something's missing, you know. And I always threatened, no, we're not recording that song. I hate that song. But when I met up with Tim, I was like, okay, we're only going to do this song if we can put horns on it. And then
horns. So yeah, it works.
And we just, the whole record has been an exercise in not saying no to something, you know.
But can't that get, when you're recording a record, I mean, can't that get excessive and expensive? Or you just try to...
It can get excessive. It doesn't get expensive because we record on our own, fortunately, Tom.
Yeah. I understand that. But
it can get excessive. I mean, we...
But additional musicians...
It's not limitless, and we just... Yeah, but, you know, the last album, we brought in a good friend of ours, Chris Tischler from Chief, and he sang on a... he sang backups on a song. And it was really refreshing after being locked in this hole for like, you know, months and months and months. And we're the only four sets of ears on this thing to bring in somebody. And it was like, if you ever saw a documentary when the Beatles brought in Billy Preston and they stopped fighting and everybody got along. It was kind of like, not that we were fighting, but it was like this,
well,
you know, but you know,
you
what
may
I mean?
Not call it fighting.
So we liked the idea of doing that. Right from the beginning, we thought, well, we'll bring in somebody, you know, to do this or that. We didn't even know what that would be, but yeah,
we're good at self-editing too. I mean, when I
what
said,
do you mean by self-editing?
Well, I edit him, and then he edits me.
when I said, you know, it was an exercise in not saying no, like we would just try anything, but then listen back to it and go, okay, we tried it. You know, maybe it doesn't serve the song.
So it doesn't make the mix.
Doesn't make the song any better. Doesn't make it any worse. But you know, why do you need that on there? You know.
Again, I think anybody who's bought our previous records, they won't. They'll say we're not totally sure what you're talking about with all the experimentation. But that's a good thing, right? I mean, if you've done it well,
Yeah, I think you've done it well.
Yeah, thanks.
There may be subtleties that, you know, they may perceive it as subtleties, whereas, you know, as we're talking it through, it sounds like they're going to listen to it and the sitars are going to start and there'll be atmospherics and ambience in the background. It's like, no, it's not that.
Not that.
No.
Not that.
We've grown up a little bit, Tom.
What do you mean grown up, Tim?
I don't know.
I'd love it.
He's lying. We're still 14-year-olds.
Well, so let's set this next one up. This is Corner Drinker.
Corner Drinker, so...
Is this the horn song?
This is the horn song.
This is the horn song, right.
Yeah, it starts right off with Blatz, but not the beer. But, well, probably that, too. But we actually had an idea for a song called Corner Drinker, I think, when we started writing Super Bitch, the last record, and it didn't pan out, and there's been a couple of failed starts, and it just got left aside. Corner Drinker, the idea of just two people left in a corner bar at the end of the night hooking up. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I'm thinking masterpiece here.
So the music came for this, and it was finally, hey, John, I think we've got corner. I think we finally have Corner Drinker. So there it is.
Black Belt Theater, the latest record right here at WMSE. In My Hands, Power Petting. This is Corner Drinker on WMSE.
You drive me crazy, the only one around. Wipe your face, let's shut it down. I could walk out, leave you, tell me what you've been to. I think you want me down.
beautiful liar, but too much to say. Move right in, I won't turn away. Got my attention for the evening. I'm caught up in the feeling that I think it wore me down. Corn and Trinka, we are two souls coming together.
Black Belt Theater right here at WMSC 91.7 FM. Wow. Corner Drinker. Power Petting's the name of the record. It's brand new. Tim and John are in the studio with me. That was good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was some serious rock. I love the horns in that song.
Thank you. That would be Matt Oslin and Nick Hathaway. So fans of people that are part of our regular group that we run into will know Matt well. I affectionately call him Stoner Matt. Sorry, Matt, but that's what it is.
He's a fixture at Spoof Fest.
Yeah,
all the time.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. And he's just a great guy and a great player. We were so happy when they came in and did the horns.
I mean, I'm not sure what a good sax player is, but it seems like he's right?
Would put him in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, if I went to Good Sax neighborhood and knocked on a door, Matt, how you doing?
They could have played him upside down. Yeah. They would have been like, sounds great.
Awesome. he's a good sax player. How do you know? He's a good sax player in neighborhood.
He's holding one.
He's got one, right? Yeah. He must know how to play it. He's a genius, I say to you, my friends. You've got a really wonderful thing going on. It's called a CD release party. It's going to be at the Saloon of Calhoun. Conniption and Sacred are playing with you.
Yeah.
You are headlining. I'm sure it'll be debauchery and savagery.
I hope so.
Yes.
And pure and total madness.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
You'll have copies of the record there for sale?
Yeah, so we'll have, it's actually,
Street Date's next week, but...
Street Date is next week, but if you're at the show, we've got CDs will be there. We've got some new merch.
Nice.
T-shirts, CDs, stickers.
Shirts, stickers. Yep.
Come on down, kids. Tim's going to wear his brand new windbreaker, and it's going to be it's going to be awesome.
Bring Dad's credit card.
Taylor will be there. John Lafredo might show up.
Yeah. It's the release show, 9 o'clock, Saloon of Calhoun. That's 17000 West Capitol Drive in Brookfield. And that's this Friday, August 23rd.
And get there early, too, because the Conniption and Sacred, very good friends of ours, and we are fortunate to be able, every one of these bands, like, if you're listening, you should be familiar with these bands. We're lucky to have bands like this in Milwaukee. They're still writing and putting out their own music. So to be able to hook up the three of us on one night is going to be pretty cool. So,
and past this, once the CD is out, what are you going to do?
This is probably our last show.
Okay.
Sign
my copy, Mr. Cook.
we've decided we're going to stop after 10 albums.
Like,
but no, are you going to do mini? Are you going out? Are you going to go to Madison?
Immediate future as far as more music.
Gigsters. Have you got a little of that going?
We approach everything we do like this could be the last batch of songs we ever put on record as my kids get older and whatever else happens.
Mine is the last one.
We're not sure. I mean, as long as it's,
well, he wants to know about gigs too.
Gigs, yeah, we got more gigs coming up. We're playing with Beatallica at the Pabst Tap Room in November, towards the end of November. I think Black Friday.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
that will be a party.
Yeah.
And
we're filling in some other things. Chatting about.
We also let's let the people know that the horn section will be showing up at the CD release.
That was kind of a secret. Didn't I just say that was a secret?
Well, it's not anymore. So
cat's out of the bag.
usually when there's a dead president on something, it's usually Grant or Jackson, not Washington. I don't just want to, for all those out there, when it comes to payola, that's how we work it.
good point.
Just, let's get it out there. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I don't know. But that's what makes the CD release special, is when you have some of those cool moments in recording that you can have a propensity to try to do it live.
Yeah.
When ordinarily, when it's just a four-piece out banging out rock and roll songs, some of those, like, deep moments in the studio can, I don't want to necessarily be lost, but you've got a live mix, and then there's the what you did in studio. And having the horns out is going to be, I gather, like one of those moments. Like, it's like, let's do this up. The horns
excited.
Are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope so. We'll probably be intoxicated. So.
No.
We're
a black belt theater show and drinking?
We're actually practicing with the horns tonight.
No way.
Yeah. So
nice.
That's going to be like
live
super
mixed
crazy.
With horns. That's going to be bad. Are you recording this?
No, okay. I don't know.
Just
no.
Nah,
well, no.
Not
I'm trying. We've got them set up immediately to my left, so we'll see how this goes.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. It's going to be loud in the old basement.
Well, we're going to close it out with another song from the record. What should we listen to, my friends?
We're thinking maybe Winning the War, which is the last one on the disc.
They call them tracks.
Tracks.
We
will close it out with Winning the War. That is very true. The band, of course, is Black Belt Theater. The show is this Friday, August 23rd, and it is at the Saloon El Calhoun at 1700 West Capitol Drive in Brookfield. Conniption and Sacred will also be there. It is the CD release party. It's the album release party for their latest Power Petting. Tim and John, thank you for coming
thank
down.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, man.
You're always awesome. Thanks, man.
Love you guys. Black Belt Theater, spelled the right way, RE, not ER.com is the website.
That's right.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks, man.
Anytime, man.
All right.